The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour. This is Saturday, September 27th. At Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Welcome back to Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. We'll take you up to 6:15. Nats baseball tonight on the Fan at 6:45. Remember, they are playing again quickly tomorrow morning.
Quick turnaround.
In the 11 a.m. hour, they play their annual 4th of July morning tilt with the Boston Red Sox in town, which is pretty cool. Interleague baseball, Boston, D.C. on display for Major League Baseball on Independence Day. It is Beltway Blitz time right now on Grant and Danny, so let's get to it. And to discuss the Nationals, from way over in the producer room, about 6 feet away.
Oh, we got that guy.
You know him from his work on Bustin' Loose Baseball and also on the Grant and Danny radio program the last couple of days. After your boy fell ill, Toby Altizer joins us. Tobes, are you going to the ball game tonight?
I will be at the ballpark tonight.
I will be sitting next to you. I look forward to seeing you over there. We get to celebrate James Wood being in the Home Run Derby. How cool is that? He will represent the Nationals in Atlanta in the Derby. Ups the chances, I'd say, that he's going to be an All-Star, which should be a lock anyway.
Yeah, absolutely should be a lock. I think it's going to be awesome for him to be in Atlanta. If he wasn't already known, it feels like Major League Baseball's done a pretty good job over the last couple of weeks kind of letting people know who this guy is, this 6'7 phenom that hits absolute nukes. And now they're going to get to see it on the big stage in Atlanta. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how he approaches this. Ricky Gutierrez is going to be pitching to him. Is he going to try to pull all these? Is he going to go the other way? Is he just going to go with his natural stroke up the middle the other way? It's going to be interesting to see how he does, but really excited that he's going to be in Atlanta.
So you heard that from Tobes. I had teased this, Danny. Ricky Gutierrez has been chosen to pitch to him. Yeah, obviously, I'm sure throws BP to him at some point and does different things over at Nats Park as the third base coach. I just hope he doesn't not let him hit when he should let him hit. You know, instead of like giving him the go sign to hit, if he stops him at third base, which he loves to do and people should go score runs, that would be frustrating to me.
So like, you have to swing at this pitch that's out of the zone. It's in the dirt. That's how it manifests itself. Or like, take this fastball down the middle. Maybe exactly. Something like that. I don't know.
How about the Jacob Young catch last night in the ninth inning? You were at the ballpark.
Best catch I've seen in person. I don't think it tops the Denzel Clark catch that we saw earlier this year, but it's up there. It's incredible how well accustomed he is to that wall now, because there have been plenty that have gotten into those red seats that he hasn't been able to get. This one was a little bit shorter, I think, than he thought at first, but still able to climb up that wall with ease. It's his home ballpark, so he understands the dimensions, gets there, and then is able to adjust to make the catch. I don't think he realized how good of a catch it was until he saw the replay. So many of the players, obviously the fans, thought it was the best catch that they've ever seen. It was incredible to see in person.
Toblerone, what's going on with Mackenzie Gore? Still, numbers still fine. I mean, minus that Dodger start. They'll do that to a lot of people. They're elite. They're the World Series favorite for a reason. But the strikeout totals appear to be going down. Wasn't missing a ton of bats yesterday. Kind of labored his way through 5 1/3. What are you noticing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's anything in particular other than he's just not able to get that put-away pitch, Danny. And I don't know if it's the giddy-up isn't there or if I don't know if there's anything in particular other than it seems like teams maybe have a good plan on him and they're still not able to square him up, and that's why you end up with the thousands of fly ball or foul balls like we were talking about yesterday with Flaherty and with Gore. If you wanted a foul ball, yesterday was your game in Game 2 of that doubleheader. So many foul balls. And so they just drive that pitch count up and up and up, but I'm not even that worried about it, Danny, because yes, he is a power pitcher. Yes, he's a strikeout pitcher. But to see him be able to get through 5 1/3, and yes, the pitch count went up to 111 pitches, which you don't love to see, but he's been able to find another level where even when he's not striking guys out, he can still be effective. And so you have what you saw early in the season where he was dominant, striking out a ton of guys, and now you see another evolution where he's able to, I wouldn't say pitch to contact, but he's able to rely a little bit more on that. If he can combine a little bit of that and kind of flip the switch when he needs, maybe you can see that turn into a guy that can go deeper in outings in the future.
What do you make of the 4th of July morning game for the Nats every year?
Love it. It's so awesome. It's so cool. I know it's different. 11:05, and you're watching guys warming up at 10:30 in the morning, and it's a little bit odd, but it's cool. It's something that's unique to the nation's capital. You know, you can still do the whole day of 4th of July. You can come down to the ballpark, watch a game. Last year, the game finished in under 2 hours and was an epic one with Jake Irvin going 8 scoreless innings, and then Jesse Winker hitting the pinch hit home run in the 8th inning, and then Derek Law coming in with the American flag in the 9th. But when you get a quick ball game, you get it done, you're out of the city if you want to go back home and celebrate with family, and you're still home before dinner, I think it's really, really cool and a unique thing here for D.C., where a town that doesn't have a whole lot of unique baseball things to itself.
Give me kind of a state of the state here, Tobes. That win last night was a lot of fun, but it doesn't sort of change the underlying fact that they got the second worst record in the National League. What should we be expecting here over the next few weeks? Kind of a make or break point for them for what kind of season they want to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you've got just a couple of weeks before the trade deadline, so you're going to see if they're going to move some dudes. I would assume that no matter what happens over this stretch, you're still going to fit into the sellers category. But just continuing to see some growth and better play, and they've played better baseball than they have in that 11-game losing streak, but there's still little things you want to see cleaned up. So it's just about finding some of those little tweaks that they need to make and improvements that they need to make and work on that. And you're playing a good ball club in the Tigers. You got a chance to win one today, so it'd be a good start if they can win one today and get a series against the Tigers to start off the month of July.
Listen to Toby and I's Nats podcast, Bustin' Loose Baseball. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Let's keep the blitz moving. And let's talk football with our pal Denton Day from over on the BetMGM network. Denton, what do you make of the Steelers' urgency this last month? Aaron Rodgers in as their starter over Mason Rudolph. That's an upgrade, but is it enough? Then they go out and they make a big splash blockbuster trade for Jalen Ramsey. Are they actually moving up the AFC pecking order?
I think they think they're moving up the AFC pecking order, guys. This feels to me a little bit like, if I can make a crossover reference with sports, it feels like the Brooklyn Nets when they traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Like, you're getting a bunch of old dudes and hoping that this is all going to work, and you get one final run out of Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, maybe one or two good seasons out of Jalen Ramsey. Don't worry about T.J. Watt. He'll eventually show up, but we are doing this thing. I think they think they're doing something really, really impressive, but I don't think it's going to be enough to move up the pecking order drastically when you have a really, really loaded conference.
Give me a team that you don't think people are paying enough attention to, whether they're incumbent good, whether they're going to be good, they're going to jump up and surprise people. Just give me kind of I hate to use the term because it's hack radio, but give me a sleeper team where you're kind of going, you know what people should be looking at?
That is the Falcons. I think everyone is looking at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that division and saying they're one of the better teams in the NFC. because of some of the things they did this offseason. I think the Atlanta Falcons, though, are the sleeper, if you will, the dark horse, if you will. I think they're going to win the NFC South. I'm a Michael Penix guy, and I think in year number two with a full offseason of preparation, and he doesn't really have to worry about is it his job, is it not his job. We definitively know this is his job. He gets all of it going into week one. I think the Falcons are going to be a team that slides into the playoffs in the NFC.
Bills or Ravens? One of the two breaks through and wins the Super Bowl this year. Who do you think it'll be?
Ah, God. I'm going to go Bills. I'm going to go Bills because I, at least in watching them lose, which we've done many times, it never feels like it's exclusively on Josh Allen or the offense just completely gaining all identity, whereas the Ravens every year in the postseason, either Lamar is not as good as he should be or the offense looks like a complete and utter shell of itself. Josh Allen just runs into Patrick Mahomes every single year, so I'm going to go Bills.
Are the Detroit Lions going to win the division again with Minnesota 14-3 right behind them? Green Bay, a team that nobody's really paying that much attention to, a whisper quiet 11-6 last year. Do they repeat in the NFC North?
No, they do not. If you asked me for two sleeper teams, Green Bay would have been the other one. I really like Jordan Love, but I just really don't know what Detroit is going to look like. You lose both your offensive coordinator and your defensive coordinator. In a perfect world, you had somebody waiting in the wings because you knew last year was going to be the last season that you had for one, if not both of them. But we've seen that happen many times, guys. The transition goes from one guy that's really, really good at his job, and you do your best to keep it as linear as possible with the next guy, and for whatever reason, he just doesn't connect or just doesn't end up working. So I think they'll still be a playoff team, but I don't think they're going to win that division. I think Green Bay could get away with 12 wins this year.
J.J. McCarthy, where were you a year ago on him coming out? And now that you've seen Sam Darnold thrive in that passing attack under Kevin O'Connell, how sure are you that McCarthy could be kind of the next guy to drop in and have play at a really high level?
I'm slamming on the brakes. I'm going 25 out of 50 when it comes to J.J. McCarthy. I thought he was fine out of college, but I didn't think he was sensational. I think they reached a little bit to go and draft him. And with Sam Darnold last year, he was really, really good at points. But I do think a lot of that was based off of how good the defense was, and there was a little less pressure on Sam Darnold. And it feels like from year to year, defenses are kind of all over the place. One year you'll be really, really good. The next year you might be just kind of average, and or who knows, maybe a little bit worse than that. So I don't know what to anticipate from the Vikings defense. If they're going to go out there and make J.J. McCarthy go win them football games, we saw that last year when they needed Sam Darnold to go win them games, they started losing games. And considering this guy has never played before, what we've seen with Jaden here, with C.J. in Houston, like you're not supposed to come out and take the league by storm your first year playing. That is very abnormal. I don't know that I trust J.J. McCarthy, having not seen him play a real NFL down, to go out there and be nearly as good as what Darnold was last year.
Denton, you have to risk the entire day fortune. So, like, all the different holdings, the companies, the offshore holdings, like, all the different piles of money you have, like Scrooge McDuck, on who wins the NFC West. You have to place the bet today. Who are you wagering on?
I would bet all $6 I have to my name on the Los Angeles Rams. I just don't think San Francisco is – I think they're kind of coming towards a little bit of the end of this reign of dominance and reign of terror, and I'm not quite there on Seattle or Arizona yet, so I would go Los Angeles.
Denton, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas.
See you, dude.
You got it. That there is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby talked about this in the Blitz, but I know something you wanted to address from our pre-show chat last night. You were in the ballpark for Jacob Young's catch. I was watching at home, was not at the game last night. My goodness, dude. It was the coolest thing because, you know, Nats fans, end of the ball game. There weren't a lot of them at the game anyway, let's face it. You know, they've been booing at different points during the day. He got a really cool standing ovation almost like a minute and a half after the play, because there was so much downtime where everyone was still kind of celebrating. Clearly,
it was a surreal moment.
Home plate umpire kind of had some feel where he kind of said, hey, pitch clock can be off for a second. And then after what was like 45, 50 seconds of real time, everyone starts coming to their feet like angels in the outfield, and J-Wise like doing a little curtain call.
So here's how it happened in the yard. So the ball's hit. It looks like it's gone by a decent enough measure. It either hangs up, slows up, maybe doesn't quite go as far, but Young, in my vantage point, I'd gone out to left field to the toaster oven to do post game. right? So you're there just in case, you know, make sure your timely fashion connects. So I'm able to talk to Vic down the line, do the thing with Charlie and Dave, et cetera. So it's immediately to my left, if you can picture, because I'm right behind the left field foul pole. Young's going back. He disappears for that microsecond because he's now under the fence line. And then I see arm, head, extended arm back over the fence or the wall, catches it, and then kind of has to push back off the wall to propel himself down because he'd basically spiked the wall to climb up there. And he lands. And everybody in the ballpark gasps. I had the perfect vantage point of him throwing it back into the infield. C.J. Abrams is standing there agape, like his mouth wide open, just sort of staring out at the fact that he just saw this impossible thing. Young throws the ball back into the infield. Both Garcia and Abrams are standing like statues. The ball bounces between them. They don't let go, be cutoff men, because they're all just standing there going, I can't believe I just saw that. Cal Finnegan's making the touchdown Jesus symbol, and the whole everyone's confused, like and amazed, right? Then Riley Adams, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a planned timeout. I don't know if he had a sense of the moment, but he goes out to talk to Kyle Finnegan. So you get an official timeout. That allows for more replays. Young is in there kind of, you know, in center field going, I think that was a pretty good catch. He allows himself a peek at the Jumbotron.
Big smile.
While smirking, and you see the replay. And the more the replay plays, now we've got dead ball time. The place just kind of goes nuts.
It was very
over
natural.
And over. It was beautiful. What a cool moment.
Yeah, that was one of the coolest catches in that ballpark's history, for sure, because he went full Spider-Man. He's not a big guy. I mean,
right,
for people that don't know, Jacob Young is probably
my size, basically.
He might be. No, he's smaller than you, but you're 6 foot.
Yeah.
He's 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He's a small guy. And so Jacob Young maybe is 5'10 tops, but I would say is under that. Climbing up that wall, you know, full-on Spider-Man at full speed to jump up
incredible
and make the catch.
Play.
Kind of back to the infield all in one motion. Breathtaking. There have been better catches this year. Denzel made the catch for the A's that was otherworldly.
One of the best I've ever seen.
The Clark catch, for people that don't know, Canadian athletics outfielder Denzel Clark, who struggled to hit. I think he hit like 190 so far. But he's one of the great athletes in the sport. And he's made, I don't know, five or six ridiculous five-star catches already for the A's this year. But Denzel's catch on the top of the wall that people remember where he's like laying on the fence, that's still the best catch of the season, second best I've ever seen maybe to Gary Matthews Jr. But this JY catch was different. And when you see one of those in person, I saw an Adam Jones catch one time and a Mike Trout catch one time at Camden Yards that I'll never forget. Luis Matos had a home run robbery when I was a kid that I still remember. Like, those stick with you. They're indelible. They're great moments. This was the call last night on the Nats Radio Network here on The Fan by Dave Jagler.
3-2 the count. Here it comes. Fastball driven in the air to deep center field. Back goes Jacob Young to the wall. He climbs the wall, and he caught it! Oh, my goodness! He robbed him of a home run! Do you believe it? Jacob Young with a spectacular catch climbed the wall and robbed Green of a home run. He brought it back. Stunning! The Tigers' all-star outfielder. What a catch.
You could tell Jags was shocked as well. Went to the Do You Believe It, the old Howie Kendrick off the foul pole call. There.
How Do You Believe It part two? Yeah. I mean, it was to that level. And we were talking about this again on postgame. From their vantage point, where the press box is a billion feet high up above home plate. It's one of the worst vantage points, and frankly, for radio guys, play-by-play guys in the whole sport, but I digress. You've got to wait because you can't tell until the other fans and everybody else who can tell, the folks that are in left center field, they know, right? It reminded me of, and I brought this up, it reminded me of the save for Brayden Holtby, where 80% of the arena is celebrating a goal. 20% knows the truth.
Yeah.
And slowly, and like a wave, it the truth hits them, and it's devastating because it was the home fans in Vegas. Here, this is the euphoria that this amazing thing happened. So I think everyone thinks it's a homer, first base side, right field side, third baseline, into the upper decks, you know, back behind home plate. You got to wait that extra beat. He comes down, takes the ball out of his glove. He caught it. But the fans that were there on the scene in left center, they know first.
Well, so on TV, right, being at home watching on TV, I don't know if something happened with Bob's mic. Did anybody see the TV call on Masson? It was completely botched. Now, it was not Bob's fault. I think Bob called it really well, as you'd expect. He's a pro. But the mic, like, drops. I don't know if he was so loud and excited that, like, the mic gives out or pops or something. But it's a shame because it really does rob you of what could have been an amazing call with an amazing play. But just as a viewer, you part of the experience is taken away based on kind of the technology. And so Masson, not its finest moment of the broadcast. But I thought Bob, from what I could hear, had a really good call. But that sounded crystal clear on FM radio here on 106.7 The Fan last night. Let's spin the commando wheel next. You guys have landed the wheel on Brian Robinson.
Yes.
And Brandon Coleman.
Brandon Coleman yesterday.
Over the last couple days. So we've had three straight offensive players. We'll see if we keep that going next. We spin the random commando wheel, and then we break down a player on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got one more pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler this week because we won't be here tomorrow on Independence Day. We'll give away the tickets coming up at 5 o'clock in a half hour. So 32 minutes from now, before we talk NBA with Jason Timpf, make sure you're listening and ready to call. We'll give you the cue to call. You got to be caller 10. Adam Sandler in D.C. late September. It's a hot ticket. We've got them for you on Grant and Danny. Let's spin the commando wheel and figure out who we're talking about today.
Man, I'm really excited about what he is, what he can be. And I just feel like he's one of those people. I'm feeling this momentum take place for him to ride this big wave in because he's just gaining confidence in this new system.
Got some pressure, then lets it fly high. It's intercepted, picked off by Quan Martin. Martin with some blocks, inside the 20, still going. Martin, pick six.
That was Quan Martin's playoff pick six to help get the Commanders to the NFC Championship game. In fact, in a high-scoring shootout, it was at that moment. I think that was right before halftime.
Yes,
they went up by a bunch, and I thought, oh, my God.
Dude, they might win.
They're going to win this game.
When they let go that enormous blindside block on that pick six of Jared Goff, I can't remember. Maybe it was Luvu or somebody decluded him and knocked him on his butt, and they were like, yep, that's fine. I went, oh, my God, it might be our time.
Well, here's what I didn't know about that game.
Yeah.
I didn't know Jared Goff was going to play so terribly. I mean, he was so bad
sure
in that
was.
Game. It was so embarrassing to watch a quarterback just stumble his way through a game and throw up all over himself. I'm sorry, Ryan. I mean, Goff was really bad.
He was pretty horrendous. I mean,
I'm not talking about the 5-interception game from earlier in the year on national TV.
You're not talking about that one.
I'm talking about
it's a different big game that he didn't play well in.
3-interception, yeah. 4-turnover game that single-handedly knocked the Lions out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That game.
Yeah, he didn't have the 4th interception. That was a Jameson Williams production. Good call, Ben Johnson. Keep it up, dude.
Hey, where's my Ben Johnson alert? He's with the Chicago Bears. He's going to be silly now.
But anytime you can go 23-for-40 with 3 interceptions against a terrible defense, you're doing great, sweetie.
That's the other part. Their defense stunk so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Not that night, it didn't.
It was just fine.
They couldn't pick off Darius last year. If Toki Altizer was at quarterback with his hat backwards, they couldn't have picked him off. And yet they play Jared Goff in the playoffs, and it was an Oprah Winfrey game. You get one, and you get one, and you get one. I mean, it was just, that was tough. If you're a Jared Goff stan, like, if you go to work every day,
yep,
cock of the walk.
Just hoping someone asks me about Jared Goff.
Just chest out because Ben Johnson schemed up 342 and 3 scores. I mean, that is a tough way to live, to have to watch it all go up in flames like that in the final game of the season. Anyway, we should probably get into Quan Martin. I mean, this has just turned into one big troll of Claire who has to sit here.
I mean, it's going great.
Eat this bowl of soup.
I'm having an awesome time.
But we should probably talk about Quan Martin.
Yeah, get to it.
Quan Martin's turned himself into a really good football player. 2 seasons now. Missed one game last year, but although I guess he's missed one game in both seasons, actually. If you remember his rookie year.
Yep, that's what I was going to bring up.
Initially, he barely played.
I mean, that's not a hyperbole either. 0 defensive snaps in week 1. Inactive in week 2. This is his rookie year. 0-0-0-0-0 until the Atlanta game where he played 7 defensive snaps. He was not playable for a bad team. As a rookie,
well,
he grew into a role and by the end of the year was a bona fide starter.
That's a way to look at it. Or you could say that was a staff that was stupid and didn't know what it was doing. You could go with that
possible
route
too, yeah.
And he should have been playing all along, but to each their own, whichever you prefer. But yes, bottom line, on a bad team and a bad defense, he did not get on the field.
Yeah, turned into a success story, yeah.
Second half of the season, he played a good bit and ended up starting down the stretch of his rookie season and showing fairly well. Last year, though, I thought they had actually really good safety spot because when they go out and get Jeremy Chinn and he played the way that he did, he got paid a nice raise and he moved on, and I think they'll miss him. He was their best safety. But Quan Martin, in that free safety role, playing center field, if you will, being able to roam a little bit and run, still a willing tackler, still a pretty physical player, made almost 90 tackles last year. I think he is just scratching the surface. Remember, he was a second-round pick. He was a top 50 guy. He was taken in the same range as basically guys like Mikey Sanristil and Ben Sinnott 1 year earlier. I know it's a different regime, but he was considered at the time of the draft. I remember still talking to someone on draft night and asking about him, and they said, that's my favorite nickel corner safety tweener in the entire class. I mean, there were people that really, really loved the player. Only 25 going into year three. I think this is going to be one of the real success stories of the Rivera-Marty party regime.
I would say so, right? I mean, a second rounder, this is actually what it's supposed to be. Quite frankly, a good quality starter that plays for your team and you don't worry about. But it started off so poorly. Whether it was his fault, their fault, I don't care. It just did. The first 8 games of his career, more than that, actually, first 9-10 games of his career, you're going, well, this is another on a pile of terrible from Ron and the Marty law firm, right? They can't get out of their own way. He has turned into a very solid player. Now, not gospel. PFF doesn't have him in their top 32 safeties entering the 2025 season. So I don't think you've got somebody that's rangy, dynamic, game changer, takes stuff away.
There? Sure. Top 32 free safeties or safeties?
Safeties in general.
Okay.
Yeah. So it obviously includes free, strong. I mean, although that's more interchangeable.
There's only 32 starting free safeties. So if he wasn't one of the, like, if you're saying he's 33rd on that list, okay. But what I wonder is this. Is he a guy that you could see making a Pro Bowl at some point? He's gotten popular here.
Yeah.
And I think there's people that would suggest that. But he defended 3 passes last
year. So here's how. Things break right. He has a 4 interception season. Not necessarily something he did remarkably well, but a couple overthrows or a tip pass here and there. You have a couple in the good column for a team that, you know, has similar success, is on primetime a lot. You know, you have a couple good breaks. He can make a Pro Bowl. But I don't think of him as that's a Pro Bowl safety, right? Whereas when I think of Xavier McKinney, Antoine Winfield, Kyle Hamilton, I go, that's a Pro Bowl safety,
so
whether they make it in
the
given year or not.
I'm curious. How many Antoine Winfield's maybe a better version of this. But like, how many passes defended did the really good free safeties in the league last year have? Because a lot of the guys you're talking about.
See if I can find that.
Like, McKinney's actually a better example. Because a lot of the guys you're referencing are box safeties. Like, that's Jeremy Chinn. You should get a bunch of tackles. You should be able to impact the game more often down in the box. But the guys that pick off a lot of passes that roam around in center field, Quan Martin has 1 interception in each of 2 seasons. I guess he had 2 as a rookie, but 3 interceptions total now in 32 games. Like, you got to have one of those 7-8 interception seasons to end up getting your name into the Pro Bowl mix. He made a ton of tackles, which I think is nice, but that's more of, again, a strong safety thing. And it's anymore in the NFL, it's not one or the other, right? It's a little bit of both.
So Brian Branch leads safeties, according to this list I'm finding here on Pro Football Reference, with 16 passes defended, 4 interceptions. I mean, Detroit's up all the time. Teams are throwing on them. You're going to get your chances. Then you start going down the list. Guys like Kirby Joseph, Julian Love at 12, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, same thing with Philadelphia, where you're going to get chances because they're winning a lot and teams are going to try to throw on you. But Xavier McKinney had 11, for example.
So I think he's got to probably be around 10 to 12 passes broken up, which is 3 times as many as he's had at any point.
Yep.
To get him into the conversation where you start to be really active and a force on the back end. And if you do that, generally his interceptions are going to become 4 or 5. And to me, that's what we're talking about as into getting into the Pro Bowl conversation. By the way, if you keep doing that and you're making 80 tackles, you're going to be considered one of the better safeties.
You're doing pretty good. I mean, again, just by way of example, Xavier McKinney, 8 picks last year. That's obviously a pretty remarkable year for anybody, let alone, you know, a free safety. But typically the guys that are thought of up at the elite level, Jesse Bates, 4. That's kind of that 4 or 5 range to your point. So if he runs into a year like that, part good fortune, part good scheme, part, you know, some pressure from up front, you know, that could happen for him. But again, I don't put him in that tier, and that's not an indictment. I go, solid starter, not worried about him. You know, would I like to have a superstar at every position? Of course, but this isn't fantasy football. We're building a roster here.
New show idea. Maybe this will be fun or maybe it won't. A game where we play Diddy Bounce, and it's just a Danny Ruye Diddy. What team is that guy on now?
Ooh, just go like Charles Barkley, who he played for.
Yeah, Xavier McKinney.
Did he leave Miami? Or is he still in Miami?
He's not in Miami.
Well, then I don't know. So, yes, he bounced? Is that the answer?
Diddy Bounce. He bounced. By the way, he was... I don't think he's ever been in Miami.
Did he bounce? Shut up, Danny.
Xavier McKinney was the New York Giants, not Miami.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of the lineman?
I don't know who you're thinking of.
There's a guy named McKinney who played for the Miami Dolphins.
This is going to be harder than I thought.
All right, Xavier McKinney played for the Packers at some point.
He currently plays for the Packers.
There you go. Okay. Who's the McKinney that's on the Dolphins? Now that's what I care.
Really
I know you
sure
don't care
what
about
you're
that.
Going with at this point. But last year Xavier McKinney picked off 8 passes for the Packers.
Okay.
Did he bounce? I thought you might think he was still a New York Giant still, based on the Jeremy Maclin thing. That could be fun. Who he play for? The Charles Barkley thing with Danny and NFL players.
It can't be Bryant McKinney from the 2013 Miami Dolphins that I'm thinking of.
Well, Bryant McKinney is more a Minnesota Viking for most people than a Dolphin.
Totally.
Anyway.
I have a McKinney and Miami association in my mind. I'm going to find that. I know you've got, we're doing the show, but yeah. That's not what's on my brain.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
I'll open up the phones on Quan Martin for people at 800-636-1067. This is a win for Rivera's draft group. It's a second round pick who's still on the team, which those are few and far between for them. But on top of that, he's a starter, and he's a good starter. He's very quality. He had a huge postseason run, including the pick six against the Detroit Lions. It seems like he's playing the best football of his career, now closer to present, which is what you want. He's ascending. He's getting better and better and better. How much more is there? What is his ceiling? Let's get to that. 800-636-1067 is the number. Plus, James Wood is not only going to be in the Home Run Derby, but he's in the news for all the right reasons today. For another story as well, we'll get to that on G&D.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 15 minutes, Jason Timpf on the NBA free agency off to a crazy start. Milwaukee Bucks making a historical money decision to move on from Damian Lillard at the cost of $22 or so million per year for years.
Yeah.
I mean, the cap hit to just not have him around, basically robbing Peter to pay Paul so that they could then go get Miles Turner and pay him the money that they are.
The old stretch provision where it's really going to stretch.
The NBA is just wild, though. And we could talk to Jason Timpf about this coming up at 5 o'clock, but some of the trades you hear about and the negotiations, like I was reading today, nothing's official yet. It's like the NFL league year where
sure.
This has happened. Here's what's going to go down. Well, they're still adding teams into this Kevin Durant trade. It could end up being the first ever seven-team trade.
As many as seven.
In the NBA. Seven teams where, like, someone's going to get 14 draft picks and someone's going to get $9 and a bag of cotton candy. It's just...
Like Brian Cardinal will be part of the trade for like a second rounder in 2040. I mean, the whole thing's weird, man.
It's hard for me. But we'll talk to Jason about it. There are some things that are less insane that have happened that we can get into as well. But before we move on from Quan Martin, where are you at on the Commander's safety position with Jeremy Chinn out? I think that's going to be one of their biggest losses that we don't talk about enough. And for the moment, I'll say Will Harris in because the former New Orleans Saint brought in via free agency within the first couple days of the period is probably the guy right now you'd plug in to start with Quan Martin. Maybe there's a competition where Percy Butler or somebody else, whether that's Jeremy Reeves or Tyler Owens, the former special team standout who made the team last year, everybody loved in the preseason. Maybe other guys are competing, but it seems like it would be Quan Martin roaming in the secondary and Will Harris in the box a bunch.
That's the theory, right? Now, again, it's more interchangeable than it used to be. Like the standard we think of the free safety roaming in center field, and then the glorified linebacker, Steve Atwater style with a big neck roll thumping people. So it's a little bit more interchangeable, but that's generally how I perceive the role. I think people sleep on how big Jeremy Chinn is. Like, that's a massive dude that was playing downhill an awful lot, and they kind of used him in that. Again, because they didn't run your normal standard issue 4-3 all that often. He was sort of a linebacker a lot of time. You sort of live in nickel probably 50, 60, 70% of the time or more in this modern NFL. So you need some of that versatility there. I think Harris is very like workmanlike, serviceable, will be fine. I think maybe a little bit less dynamic than Chinn is in terms of forcing a fumble here or there. He's here to lay wood and knock people around, but I think you may see Percy Butler. I think you may see so like an extra cornerback in there, thinking about how physical San Bristol is close to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, some of that position flex that Ron used to talk about might actually be applicable here.
I wonder what his speed is like now, speaking of Harris. I don't think of him as a fast guy necessarily. But he ran a 4.41 at the combine back in 2019, which means you're scooting.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of contact and violent collisions ago, and that's six football seasons ago, so I'd be curious what that looks like now. But to your point, Percy Butler can go get it. He can run. I just think we're far enough along into his career where if he should be on the field a bunch defensively, it would have probably already happened. Mm-hmm. In fact, his second year, he played a lot more than his third year, which was the last Rivera year into this group last year. Like, I didn't even think at the end of last football season, he was a safe bet to be on the team, and maybe he won't be. But they've gotten so much thinner at safety by losing Jeremy Chinn, by not really addressing the position to a great extent, that it feels like he's close to a lock to be around. I mean, unless they go thinner and like Tyler Owens and Jeremy Reeves are the backups. But to me, it feels like Owens should be like a fifth guy who's a special teams ace. And then Butler, just because we've seen him play, should be on the field more. But Will Harris is 29. So that 4-4 was a long time ago. And to your point, his calling card, or at least what he's known for, is the big violent collision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is going to
wallop. And I think they like that. I think they've got him in earmarked for that role. Close to line of scrimmage, please help with the run game.
But two seasons ago in Detroit. So forget last year when he was a full-time starter. He missed a month, but he was a 13-game starter for New Orleans, and he made 74 tackles and did some pretty good things overall. Had five pass breakups and interception. Two seasons ago when he was on an NFC top of the line Detroit Lions team that was up big to get to the NFC Championship game. He started two games. That's it. He was a backup safety. And I bring that up just to say that was his fifth year in the program. His starts had declined three straight seasons there as they were adding talent and kind of figuring out what they wanted to be. And it wasn't like he was a guy that had to be on the field. I would much, much more comfortably go into the season if he was my third guy. I think they've really gambled a little bit at the safety position. Just with the two guys that they have starting, let alone if something happens, is Jeremy Reeves now a starting safety week in and week out for the first time in his career? It's never happened before. Percy Butler, same thing, never happened before. Like, they have less depth than they've had there in a while.
Yeah, this feels like the Reed Doughty era, where he was never the plan, but all of a sudden he was the guy for 12, 13 games at a time because their plan wasn't very good. So I would forgive this more if they'd gone and done something special elsewhere. You know what I mean? Like, if they'd gone all in, I'm just making this up, if they'd gone all in on Trey Hendrickson and, or added Carlton Davis or DJ Reader or like a frontline cornerback opposite Lattimore, and to sort of be the dude on the outside, still draft the Trey Amos, where all of a sudden you transform your secondary and you go, listen, man, we got to go cheap at safety. We got to be thrifty somewhere just to make sure we've got a roster. I go, I get that. That makes sense. You're taking a risk at safety. That goes with the risk at corner, the risk at defensive end, and to some degree, the risk at defensive tackle. That some guys are going to blossom that haven't really done it in a while. To me, there's not much risk at linebacker. Luvu, Wagner, a couple guys behind him that are, you know, a little bit more plotting, but still very capable. I think that's the most that position on defense I feel the best about. Everyone else, I've got question marks. And like, I would get the approach if there was more.
Spinning the commando wheel every day on Grant and Danny. Quan Martin, where the wheel landed today. Good convo on the safeties. Hey, real quick, I told you I wanted to bring up the other reason James Wood is in the news today. So if you're just joining us or jumping in the car on this, the 3rd of July, you're done for the week, hopefully. You got the 4th blends tomorrow. You're headed home. James Wood is going to be in the Home Run Derby, we found out today, representing the Nationals in Atlanta in what is one of the marquee all-star festivity events. So that's awesome. The other reason, though, he's in the news today, Danny, James Wood is up to 5th all alone in MVP odds in the National League at this point.
How about that?
Now, he will not, and I would even go as far as saying cannot win the award because the Nationals are so awful. But in a world where Shohei Ohtani is the runaway favorite and is going to win this thing, behind Shohei Ohtani, only Juan Soto, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Kyle Tucker, Mets, Cubs, better odds to win the MVP award than James Wood. That's the type of season he's putting together now, and just overall one-man band recognition he's getting as his own wrecking crew. And when you have the best OPS of any everyday player not named Judge, Raleigh, or Ohtani, second best in the NL to Ohtani at 935, you're going to start getting some of that conversation, some of those whispers. So number 5, NL odds, MVP today, James Wood stands alone. Wow.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, as you said, it is and it isn't. Like, those are the odds, of course. I think that's a foolish bet. Just because you have to have an Alex Rodriguez type season for the Texas Rangers where you hit 360 with 55 homers and something ridiculous in a weird year where you can be an MVP on a last place caliber team, which is where the Nats are right now. So, yeah, it's probably not a great value bet, but the point is, it's a recognition of how unbelievable that dude is with so little around him.
5:25 today, our 4th of July food draft ahead of tomorrow's cookouts. And at 6, this or that 4th of July edition, we'll have some fun in our stretch run ahead of Independence Day. Next, though, let's get the latest on what's going on around the NBA with Jason Timpf, who covers the association on Grant and Danny.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.